The Empowerment Podcast, Episode 2, How You Spend Your Day. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode of The Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Andra L. Crawford. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Empowerment Podcast. I am your host, Andra L. Crawford. So on today's podcast, I wanted to really talk about how you spend your day. That is so important in terms of what it is you give your attention to. When you want to make a change, when you're ready, when you are mentally just set on it, there are so many things that are going to, that you will stop doing. Once you take that, you know, subjective look at what your daily routine is. So back when I first arrived, when I first arrived back to Michigan in November 2017, it was literally how many hours of television could I watch in a day? That is literally what I did every single day. I had shows that I anticipated coming on pretty much every night, 7 days a week. You figure, there were soap operas, that was 2.5 hours. I had my nightly shows. We'd get up and watch the Today Show, which I don't watch anymore. And just that mindless television, which is such a huge problem because it keeps you from being productive. It keeps you from fulfilling your purpose. So before the turn of the year, so before 2018, I decided, hey, all right, we got to do something about this in real life. And, I think I touched on this in episode 1, but I just really did the overhaul of different trainings on setting goals. And so that's how I learned how to set and create goals, do goal planning, if you will, and why I focus part of my mindset coaching business on goal planning, because it's so important. Understanding the plan and making a plan to get where you want to go, invaluable, totally. And so that's approximately 50% of your, journey, if you will. The other half is how you spend your day. So the first thing I did, aside from doing the webinars and such and the trainings and really and things like that, was I began to devote time in the morning to the Lord. And I just broke my 160 some odd day streak of reading the Bible. Oh, I was so mad. But yeah, so I'm just gonna have to start over. Oh man, I'm just so broken up about it, actually, because I was doing so well. But so that's one thing that I have fallen off from, and I can totally feel it, but when I first began, it was just so filling to me. And so me using the Bible to fill me instead of, it started to decrease the amount of time that I would spend watching mindless television, because that became unfulfilling to me. And I'll name the shows that I don't watch anymore because I felt so convicted. I had to stop watching them. Bachelor, The Bachelorette, Gotham, Lucifer. That was a show on NBC, I think, is what that show came on. But it was just really weird. I would watch those shows and feel automatically convicted. What are you doing? Turn this off. So, stop watching it. And now I have Hulu, so I could easily watch them now, but I don't want to. I don't even, you know, don't even click on the icon for those shows anymore. That's how much growth I should say how far I've come. And it's, you know, I'm just so proud of myself for that, because holy moly, I could tell you anything and everything about those shows. And so now really the only shows that I actually watch on television are anything that's educational, anything that's going to help me build my businesses. Shark Tank, for example, with my manufacturing business that I co-own with my fiance. And also, I just finished a series on Netflix on Auschwitz, of course, which was the largest concentration camp during Nazi Germany. I'm very fascinated with the Holocaust. So whenever I see series of that nature, I, you know, tend to watch those. But I always learn something new. But another thing I started doing was I got up at an exact time every day, Monday through Sunday. So just because it's the weekend, oh, we're still getting up at 4:45, no matter what. And, you know, of course, that's really difficult with a toddler, because they kind of, man, they're just little machines, you know, but, and they just kind of do their own thing, depending on the toddler, right? So his sleep habits kind of, you know, tend to knock me off schedule. So, which is so not an excuse, and I so need to get back on it, but I am a human and I am inconsistent. And I think that is my biggest challenge, is just maintaining consistency. And so for me, you know, those two things, implementing those two things, what totally changed the game for me. I was getting so much done before Joseph Jr. would wake up. And instead now I tend to let my flesh lead and, you know, hey, we're going to go back to sleep for a couple more hours when I should totally be up and, you know, getting work done and getting as much as I can done before the baby wakes up for the day. And so it's just so easy to let mindless, I should say, things that you would think don't matter to take over your life. That is what keeps you from fulfilling your potential. That is what keeps you from, you know, completing your assignment here that God has assigned to you. And it's so important to minimize those distractions. That's just the devil saying, hey, I see what God has for you, and let me put this in your way right quick. Oh, I'm going to make this show or this, I don't know, this game on your cell phone or whatever the case might be. I'm going to make this more interesting than what, you know, you should be focusing your attention on. Oh my God, it is so important not to fall for it, you know? And it takes a lot of discipline. It takes consistency and discipline and just the determination to push through it, because on the other side is so much growth. Oh my gosh, it's so much growth. I can't say that I can live without a TV, but I can totally, you know, I totally can definitely minimize the number of hours that I watch television, you know, and that's a lot of growth for me in 18 months, really over 18 months, but it is just so important to prioritize. What are your priorities? What are you giving your, what are you giving your attention to? You know, those TV shows are taking time away from you. Your growth, rather. It's taking time away from spending time with your family. It's taking time away from you building your businesses or business singular. It's taking time away from you honing your craft and your skills and talents that God has given you to use. It's just you have to pay attention to what you give your attention to, and you will be better for it. The first step is just opening your Bible, spending more time with Him, because He will show you and tell you exactly, point out everything for you, make it clear as day if you pay attention to Him. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Empowerment Podcast. Have a fantastic evening, day, or afternoon, wherever this podcast might find you. And I hope you'll continue to tune in. If you like it, please, please, please share my episodes. I should say pitch the podcast in general. Any questions or comments for me, please feel free to email me. Andra, L-E-L-L-E, empowerment@gmail.com. Again, Andra, L-E, which is E-L-L-E, empowerment@gmail.com. Thank you all again so much for listening. Have a great night. Love you guys. Bye.